During his busy professional life, Fred maintained not just involvement in the churches that he was a member of, but very active contributions. And we're going to hear about a very significant one now from Paul Leinster.
I was really pleased to be asked to offer some reflections about Sir Fred. And as I'm mulling over what to say, many memories came flooding back. And it's been a really difficult task just selecting a few, and some have been carefully edited out by Felicity. And I'm sure that you also will have many memories yourselves as you think about your interactions and your experience of Fred. So it was really difficult to edit it down, because being of Northern Irish parentage like Fred, I could talk for quite a while. And I remember asking my parents what they knew about this new Bible study leader I'd just experienced that afternoon when I'd been to Westminster Chapel. And when I told them it was Fred Catherwood, their immediate summation was, they owned the buses, they went to Victoria Hall, and he's the son-in-law of the doctor. Seemingly, you don't need to know any more than that. And as Stephen has just told us, Fred had a very passable Northern Irish accent, which he used to use when recounting Northern Ireland tales. As people say, you can take the boy out of Northern Ireland, but you can't take Northern Ireland from the boy. And we had this common, I believe, expat feeling about being Northern Irish, which stayed with us, and it helped him understand me, and I believe it helped him when I went to him for advice. It also transpired that we were both baptized at different times, many years apart, but in the same very cold baptistry in a brethren assembly, most probably about a mile and a half from here. The Bible class that Fred ran at Westminster on Sunday afternoons touched and influenced so many of us, and there are many people here this afternoon who were participants in that Bible class over the years. Not all people who attended the class attended chapel, but which added to the interest, but were regular attendees at class. And Fred, unfailingly, was there, week in, week out. And Fred coped wonderfully with the opinionated certainty of youth, dealing with people often who had radically different views, but deeply held views. And Fred charted this careful course through these sometimes difficult and choppy waters, in a gentle yet carefully directed way. So we arrived at a genuine understanding of what the Bible said and what the Bible didn't say about particular issues. But Fred never allowed anybody to be snubbed or put down. You felt that you'd had your say, and all could have their full say, and sometimes that was quite full. But he also showed us in that how you could be genuinely friends with people with radically different theological positions and remain as good friends through a lifetime. And this approach that Fred taught us, and we just sort of imbibed through experience to Bible study, has shaped the way many of us have then subsequently done Bible studies and run Bible studies and small groups. So his influence has spread throughout the world. I've been to Bible studies in many places where you could just see the influence of Fred. And also, you never know who you've influenced. I was speaking to a friend of mine, Mark, who's now a pastor in a Swiss church, and he lived with me for the same. We shared a flat together in London while Mark was over in London doing architecture. And he'd never said this to me before, but he said, "Do you know the reason why I subsequently went and studied theology and became a pastor was because of the love for Bible study and for the theology that I learnt in Fred's class. So you never know. And then after class, tea was available in the back hall. And the Catherwood family would always make sure that those who'd not brought their own had some. Because with Fred, you got a big deal. You got not only Fred, but Elizabeth, Chris, Bethan, and Jonathan, and they all welcomed you. Fred and Elizabeth were a wonderful couple with a welcoming family given to great hospitality. On many occasions as a starving student, I was a grateful recipient of something tasty on toast in their home. Another lasting memory of all of those who went to class was the annual pilgrimage to Bolsham for a very tense tennis match where there was a lot of creativeness in the playing of the game and particularly in the scoring. But another part of that was punting. And Fred never fell in, although most of the rest of us had been into the cam at least once over the period. And I still remember that one occasion. It was quite late on. It was one occasion, and we had Fred straddled between two punts. And the punts were going apart. And maybe one of the regrets in my life is that we brought the punts together. As well as leading the Bible class, he also found the time to be a deacon at Westminster Chapel, including through a couple of interregnums. And for anybody who's led a church through a period of interregnum, then that's quite a commitment. But Fred willingly did that. But I do remember one time when we had just experienced, I won't say suffered, just experienced the fifth evening service on the Good Samaritan in 6 weeks. When a group of us went and said to the deacons, "Don't you think you could give more guidance to visiting preachers, please?" And Fred said, "Maybe God's got something to say to us, and he's having difficulty getting through." Now, I don't know if Fred did something about it, because we didn't have another sermon on the Good Samaritan for at least 3 weeks. But one of the other things that I learnt from Fred was trust in God, but keep your powder dry. There is a responsibility that sits with God, and there's a responsibility that sits with every one of us. Fred always had time for people. He really listened to what you were saying and always remembered and would come back and check and ask. And one thing that's always stayed with me and really influenced me was that Fred was the first adult I knew who was willing to say that he'd changed his mind about his previous understanding of a Bible passage. And I think that's something that sometimes more of us need to reflect on. So what do I remember about Fred? An exceptional leader, a great exemplar, a faithful servant, and a wonderful friend.